ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय मेखला भजिन वासांसी यसाय दंड समंदुलु विप्रियाय उपवीतम दर्भ पानीर सोदितम मेखला जिन वासांसी दंडकमंडलो विप्रयादुपवीतं च अर्धपानीर्यतोदितं मेकराजिनवासांसि दंडकमंडलो विप्रयादुपवीतं च अर्भपानीर्यतोदितं मेकलाजिनवासांसि दंडकमंडलो विप्रयादुपवीतं च सर्वपानीर्यतोदितं मेकलाजिनवासांसि सादंडकमंडलो विप्रयादुपवीतं च सर्वपानीर्यतोदितं
belt made of straw. Ajinavasansi, garments made of deerskin, jata, bunch of hair, danda, rod, kamandulu, as well as the water pot known as kamandulu, vibriya, the brahmachari should carry regularly. As well as the sacred bread. Dal papani, taking in hand purified kusha. Yathoditam, as they are recommended in the Shastra. Translation. The brahmachari is carrying in the hand pure kusha grass, dressing himself regularly with a belt of straw, a deerskin garment, a bunch of hair, a staff, and water pot, as well as the sacred thread.
Mekhala jinavasansi yatadanda kamandalam vidriya upapitam cha garvapani yatoditam. Now, this is a brahmachari is going on. Here, the dress would be as simple as possible. So, the jiva means the deer skin. That is very essential because formerly the brahmachari used to go to Guru Griha. In those days, the Guru Griha was not palatial building. Now, if you haven't got palatial building, nobody will come. It becomes stale. But actually, brahmachari, the Guru also, They were living in the forest, and Brahmachari used to go to the Gurudriya. The deer king in the forest is very essential. The tribe will take some branches. He can spray any violence to dogs. Deer king, it is said that the Jaga deer king, he can sleep in the jungle, the snake will not touch it. That is the Drabhagun, the special effect of the earth. As a tiger king of the earth king, if you sit down, if you sleep, the snake will not touch it. These are the very scientific. Therefore, because the Brahmacharis used to live in the jungle, it was essential. And on the whole, the Shakta government, not that God just dressed very nice, very straight, as far as possible. Javadak, whatever is absolutely necessary, that is basic. Vedic civilization does not recommend that artificially you increase your necessities right. There is so much time. The dynamic is in your country. The machine is there in every respect, even for selling your cheap insurance. So, this increasing the artificial necessities of life is possible when there is no higher thought. After all, we are thoughtful. We have got better consciousness in the human form of life than the animals. Our consciousness is developed. But because in this age, messengers born, we have no spiritual idea. So, whatever power you have got in thinking, you are trying to increase artificially material wealth. The idol bread is a devil's one. This is called anartha. Anartha. When things which are not one. This is the distinction between these temples. If I can lie down, the West, Eastern civilization is, if I can lie down on the floor, where is the necessity of a bedstead for a fall? If I can lie down keeping, resting my head on the arms, why is the necessity of pillow? If I can drink water with my palms like this, what is the use of any water pump? Minimal. Spiritual life does not mean artificially increasing necessity. Nidra, arogya, harata, even the most important necessities of life. Everyone has to eat something. Aharanidra, bhayamantunansa, these are bodily necessities. Eating, sleeping, rest, and taking precaution from danger. These are bodily necessities. But spiritual advancement means, as Rupa Goswami and Ananda Goswami showed as example, the conquerors. Nidra, ahara, viharata, vidhitoh. To conquer over sleeping, to conquer over eating, to conquer over sex, and to conquer over fear. Hearing, we are afraid, because we are thinking I am the past. Vayam, dhityadi, nidhishatasya. The question of fear comes. Because this body is still in some danger. Why are you fearful? Because I am thinking I am this body. duty of individual. And souls, everyone are called spirit souls, Christian spirit souls. So, even after the destruction of body, I do not die. Nahamati Hanamani Sarire. But this realization we are lacking. Therefore, when there is some danger about my body, I do not fear. This is real. But that does not mean unnecessarily we are exposed to danger. No. But we must have this confidence that this body is temporary, even if it is destroyed, I am not going to die. But if it is no life to be destroyed, let it be done so. Well, that does not mean I am not take any precautions. I must take precautions. But I shall not be overwhelmed, just sharp and buddhi. If I think that life in fact there are some little accidents, they are the same. So, although there are accidents, we do not care, you know, because we know that because there is some accident, then we are lost. So, tomorrow we become spiritually and big things coming. This Vyahara, Vyahara, Sadi. Those who are accustomed to material having, at the time of thinking, see, if he does not get a cup of tea, he becomes mad without too much material influence. But you have given up. That's very, no, that without thinking, see, I'm not going to die. Why can it be unnecessarily take all these things? This is spiritual life. Spiritual life does not mean go on increasing your material necessities and you become spiritual. No. The minimum. Jhāvala suppress. As much as required. We shall talk very measured things. That is spiritual life. That's a brahmachari stop. From the very beginning, he stops to sakta the necessities of life. Sakta. Mekhala jina bhakti jata dhanna kamandar jata. Jata means the month of hair. But if you should not take care of the hair, then automatically it will become jata. If you apply very nice coconut oil and it comb, it dress very nicely, then there will be no jata. The jata means don't care of your hair. If you want to keep hair at all, first of all, there is no question of caretaking if you become clean, say. There are two parts. A brahmachari, either he is clean, say, or keeps his hair without any taking care. That is two parts. Jata, samadhi. Not that I shall keep my hair. Now, in the Kali Yuga, the hair is very valuable. Life and so. I think some of our disciples have seen his out of his immediately here. I've seen some of when you are within the camp, very advanced, suppose, but as soon as he is one day after me, he said, so tendency. Because in this age, I think, understood that if you can keep here, not very nice, but simply here will make it beautiful. Lavandam gave love. Although he has no lavandam, he has no beauty, still he thinks I have become very beautiful by keeping here. So, this is your heart. And in case, of course, this is jata is not possible. If you keep jata, that when God is paid for bringing arm for guru, then perhaps he will change by colony. It is better to remain clean say. He does no bother himself. No taking care of the hair, no iron required. So, jata kamandaram vidriya. Vidriya upavita. But he is separate thread must be. Separate thread. That is the inside. That this person has approached guru. The second thread is the indication that he is twice born. First of all, he was born by the father and mother. Now he has approached guru. And guru gives an initiator and second thread. That means he is under the care of guru. That is required. Akadavan Purusha Veda. Unless one takes shelter of Akad, he is careless, but not careless. He is not taken care of. In matter, if one does not take shelter of Akad, then he is in heaven. Therefore, in India, we see so many parallels. No employment, no caretaker, loitering in the street, playing at noontime, no engagement. This is the defect because we have lost our own culture. Although this culture, Brahmachari, Vyasa, Manaprastha, Sannyasi, is an Indian culture. Unfortunately, we have given up. Varnasam dharma, varna four varna and four asama. The simply giving, namo brahma, namo kshatriya, namo vaishya, namo sudra, the less than sudra, panta. Less than sudra means sannal. Kirata huna and the kalinda kukkata. There are so many divisions of sannal. Panchama, therefore panchama. So, whole thing talks it as is. Giving up our own culture and imitating the foreigners and Western countries, that also cannot do very properly because we are meant for different purpose than in India. In India, one who has taken birth in India, it is alert to that in his previous birth he tried to cultivate spiritual culture, therefore he has been given the opportunity to create birth in India. India is so far. But as soon as he takes birth, the rascal leader spoils him. The rascal father spoils him. The rascal teacher spoils him. So what can they do to all themselves? They have been taught that the spiritual culture is useless because we are so much spiritually inclined. The foreigners can and the rule over us now give up all this nonsense, become technology. This is the problem. So, this is not necessary. This is a fact that there is no meaning of giving up spiritual cultivation and taking food or imitating something. This is called honor. Honor means unnecessarily cultivation. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for guiding us. Anartha upasamam sahasya bhakti yugam madhuti. These rascals, they have forgotten their own culture. They have accepted so many unwanted things. Take for example drinking wine. Is it very necessary thing? But drinking tea, is it very necessary? Drinking, smoking bidi, these are all good things. Then at the cost of bidi smokers, many millionaires are there in India. And in India country also, at the cost of the smokers, many millions, at the cost of the meat eater. There are many, many reasons. So, the society is creating unnecessary entanglement. So, this Bhagavad culture, Bhagavad dharma, which we are trying to spread to stop all of that, it is the only remedy for curbing down this unnecessary so-called civilization. Anathar-vatamangsa-sa bhakti-yuvam-madhukam. This thing, practically everyone can see that you present boys and girls so many anathars you practice. And as soon as you come to bhakti yoga, everything is finished. So this is the fact. Anathar-vatamangsa-sa-bhakti-yuvam-madhukam. If you take to bhakti yoga, immediately, anathas, unwanted things, bring, lupa-trajana. They are trying to minimize the anathas. In your country, you know, the government is spending millions of dollars to stop these LSD habits. The government has admitted that we are spending so much money, but when we want to come to Krishna consciousness, immediately, anathar-vatamangsa-sa. It is bad. The government has failed to stop this intoxication of LSD, spending millions of dollars, but by the grace of Krishna, the same hippie, the same LSD man, as soon as comes to Krishna consciousness, it is completely upasamangsa-sa. Bhakti-yogam. So, if you want to be peaceful, happy, you have to again bring the very culture, simple life and high thinking. That is why, if you introduce more and more anathas, unwanted things, how can you be happy? You have to minimize, even whatever we absolutely require. Absolutely required. It has to be started. That is civilization, not that increase. This is the new guiding system. This is a civilization where a blind man is guiding and few others and many others guide. So what is it? He does not know what is the name of life and he has become. So many songs. When I was talking with Professor Patel, I asked him this question, that after all you have required your need of a leader. So you are being led by your Lenin philosophy. And we are being led by Krishna philosophy. So where is the difference in the procedure? You require a leader. We require a leader. That is the point. Without leader we cannot go. But if you select a bad leader, blind leader, then you will be bad. The power of Krishna consciousness movement is that you have to accept one leader. That you cannot avoid. Either you become communist or capitalist or this or that. You have to accept one leader. So, take the best as far. Perfectly the Krishna, then he will be Krishna. Otherwise, it is not Krishna. Anathar-vatamangsa-sa-bhakti-yuga-madhukam-madhukam-madhukam-madhukam-madhukam. Lopasya-ajyanatam. These actors, they do not know how to accept Vidya. Vidya-sakri-sakri-sakri-sakri-sakri-sakri. Therefore, back then, is a most learned person, Vidya, he has prepared the Srimad-bhagavatam. Srimad-bhagavatam, Samarampura. So, if you read Nityanamakvata-seva, this, so we are making so much effort, we are giving nice building. So we come and hear Bhagavatam, discuss Bhagavatam, then you'll be happy. Otherwise, if you want to go to hell, Tamad-dharam-so-sitam-sam-nitam, if you simply associate with the devotees, those who are Sushitan Sangatipas. Those are two much fond of women. They are called Joshi Sangi. That's a Joshitan. So not only to become, it is connected too much with attached to women. If one is too much attached to women, if you make association with him, then you are also come up Dharam Joshitan Sangi. Mahatseva Dharam. If you want to be relieved from this awful unwanted thing, to become clean, Satyasuddhi, this is called Satyasuddhi. Tapa-dibbam putra-kādhīna suddhi satya. You do not understand that we are in asuddha satya. Our existence is impure. Therefore, all the animals, all the living entities, still have to suffer this consequence, what they told it as is. There is no brain. Bhagavad Gita is saying, Ahannati Hannamani Sarire. After annihilation of this body, the soul is never destroyed. Then why are you suffering? This is death. The whole problem is death. But they do not care. They have become so rascals and fools. They do not know what is the problem. The real problem is stop your death. Visitation of that stakeholder. They don't care. They are the animals. They do not care. But the human call is they do not care. They are the animals. So this is the situation. One should be concerned about his self, why he is put into this tribulation. Kiyami kata mori jatu tapasya. This question should be just. Then, answers are there. Then our life is successful. That is what the Sanat tribulation. Not this nonsense tribulation. Keep everyone in darkness. And keep being new, many others die and go to hell. That's it. This is not. Thank you.